The cultural highlights in our region in coming days include a concert by an all-star jazz lineup at Mass Mocha, a folk rock legend at the Mahewi, an indie pop artist from Austin at Club Helsinki Hudson, klezmer in Spencertown, and a whole lot more. Honestly, I've been on the music beat now for over 30 years, and it's not every day that I hear or see something that really makes me sit up and take notice. But when I first saw and heard drummer Allison Miller last summer performing with Toshi Regan at Jacob's Pillow and then at Mass Mocha, I was an instant convert, which is why I was super thrilled to see that Mass Mocha is bringing Allison Miller in her role as band leader to North Adams on Saturday night at 8. But not only is Miller a terrific drummer and composer, her funky jazz group Boom Tick Boom is insane, made up as it is of a veritable all-star lineup of downtown jazz talents, including violinist Jenny Scheinman, pianist Myra Melford, clarinetist Ben Goldberg, bassist Todd Sikafoos, and cornetist Kirk Nufke, all leaders of their own projects and legends in their own right. Together, on their just-released album, Otis Was a Polar Bear, they've made one of the most adventurous musical recordings of the year, leaping across genres, swapping rhythms and melodies with dizzying ingenuity, and simply expanding the notion of jazz and art music in the 21st century. Really, I can't remember being so excited about seeing a band I've never seen before than I am about seeing Boom Tick Boom on Saturday night at Mass Mocha. Of course, folk rock singer-songwriter John Hiatt has already established his bona fides after four decades as one of the genre's best writers and performers, so I'm equally excited to be seeing him tonight at 8 at the Mahewi in Great Barrington. You may not even recognize his name, but you certainly know John Hiatt's songs, which have been recorded by the likes of Bonnie Raitt, Roseanne Cash, the Jeff Healey Band, Mandy Moore, and Bob Dylan, many of these songs which have been top 10 pop hits. He's also acquired a rightful reputation as an entertainer par excellence, delivering songs with brutal honesty and then turning on a dime and making the audience laugh with a quip or a satirical number, an approach he shares with the likes of Randy Newman, Loudon Wainwright, and John Prine. Austin-based artist Bob Schneider brings his singular brand of indie pop to Club Helsinki Hudson tonight at 8. Schneider stands out in Austin as not just another roots music-based artist, but as a kind of pop genius, a singer-songwriter who writes catchy, hook-laden melodies that connect the Beatles to soul music, to new wave, to U2, to dream pop, to electronica. I like to think of Bob Schneider as Brian Wilson without the angst. That's tonight at Club Helsinki Hudson. Paul Green at Klezmer East will perform a mix of traditional and contemporary klezmer favorites at Spencertown Academy on Saturday at 8 p.m. The concert will include Yiddish dance tunes and hits from the Yiddish theater. Led by clarinetist Paul Green, Klezmer East features Pete Sweeney on drums, Bruce Crayson on saxophone, and Alan Gold on keyboards. An expansive solo exhibition of modernist landscapes by Tony Thompson will inaugurate the North River Gallery's new street-level space on Main Street in Chatham, New York, marking the gallery's new emphasis on contemporary landscape art. There'll be an opening reception with the artist on Saturday from 4 to 7 p.m. The work will remain on view through May 29th. And finally, poet and author Michael Ives and novelist Ashley Main will read from their works at Hudson Opera House on Sunday at 3. Main is the author of two recently published novels, Tiger and Mankiller. Michael Ives' poetry and fiction have appeared in numerous magazines and journals in the U.S. and abroad, and he is a founding member and composer of the sound text performance trio Flume. Admission is free. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.